about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and I am in a great mood. As good a mood as you'll ever find me. By the way, today, management in the studio, Adam Johnson, having to put up with us. We'll get to that later. I'm going to read out something real quickly, and you're going to hear it about 8 million times between now and Monday night. But most of you know we're going to do the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night Monday night from the Hermitage Strike and Spare. And God bless that staff for what they have put up with me. For those of you who did not sign up to be a part of a foursome, you're not going to be there, but you can tune into our Facebook Live coverage of the event on the Nashville Sports Radio Facebook page. That's the Nashville Sports Radio Facebook page, Monday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to have some great coverage of it, and I hope that a lot of you will join us because it is a who's who of sports celebs that will be involved. It may be crappy bowling, but great celebs. Watson Brown is one of those celebs. Watson, how are you?
I fit right into what you're talking about there, bud.
Crappy bowler?
Yeah. Let's just call it like it is before I get there. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends
on...
You're
going to know in about one rolling ball down the lane.
Okay.
It won't take long.
What will you bowl for a game?
I'm shooting for 100.
Oh, good Lord. That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, I make 100, I'll be a happy camper.
You're not very good.
I hadn't bowled in 40 years.
None of us have.
Maybe longer than that.
None of us have, but just my general great athletic ability will take over.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. You didn't go for that. By the way, we're doing the show Monday from the bowling alley.
From the bowling alley.
Uh-huh.
We need to do it down one of the lanes. That's probably as close as either one of us would get to knocking down any pins. So,
Watson, you speak for yourself, okay? I'm going to bowl over 100. You can take that to the bank.
I said I would bowl over 100. That was my goal. I'm going to bowl over 100.
Okay, so it's a goal.
It's a goal.
Mine's a certainty.
Oh,
yeah.
Is this a bookie? What are you going to bowl, George? Let me hear. What are you going to bowl?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Oh, well, now it's your turn to say it's been a long time.
It has been. It's been a long time.
Well,
I have
why'd you
no
get on
idea.
Me about saying that?
Well, because 100, I mean, that's pitiful.
Well?
I mean, that's like if somebody says, well, what would you shoot for 18 holes, 140? Yeah, I'm a crummy golfer, but I'm not going to shoot 140.
There's people that have said you've come close to that.
Well, you know, there probably have been. Terry, no, nothing out of you on this. This is just simply Watson and I. Do not feed off of this.
But it's fun.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to bowl, Terry?
Gosh, I haven't picked up a bowling ball in probably 10 years, so.
Ooh, you're a lot quicker than me.
So. Probably won't be really pretty. I'm like you. I'm hoping to stay over 100.
There you go. See, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, George.
No.
Quit putting us down.
No, but it was a very modest goal.
Not really.
It's a very modest goal.
Well, we'll see if you say that after the first couple of balls go rolling down.
Okay.
I'm going to see what you say at that point.
Okay.
You were probably right.
I want to bowl higher than Joey Gallo hit for the Yankees.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be close. You're going to be close.
Hey, before we do anything else, let me congratulate my buddy John Ingram, Ian Ayer, the whole group over at Nashville SC. I was there last night. They had 26,000 people brave the cold, and they whooped up on Orlando, beat them 3-1. It was really fun. They played well. Good for them.
Good for them.
Off to Philadelphia Sunday, 4:30 Nashville time.
Good luck. Go get them.
Yeah. Terry, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
That's wonderful.
Yes, we are one day from Thanksgiving, so obviously doing good.
Right. No matter what goes on today, I'm in a good mood. So don't you try to mess with it. Are you ready to go to work?
Sure.
Adam, this is where we would have the old Daily Titans Update.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Terry, did you notice the minute I said Daily Titans Update, boom.
Absolutely. Adam's on top of it.
This is not his first rodeo.
He's management.
Well, he is. There's no question. Okay, what's the news? Who's hurt? Who isn't hurt? Well, yeah, let's ask it that way. Who isn't hurt?
Well, Logan Woodside isn't hurt, but he's on the COVID list.
Oh.
So they are one play away from the Kevin Hogan era beginning. They better keep Ryan Tannehill upright on Sunday in New England.
Oh, wow.
I mean, as much as we don't know what Logan Woodside is, you know, we know even less about Kevin Hogan, who's been here for about 2 or 3 weeks.
But what I remember of him, he was a pretty darn good quarterback at Stanford.
Yeah, but, you know, it hasn't really translated to much of an opportunity in the NFL, and that's what concerns you. Because, you know, there was a reason he was on the street. And, you know, they pick him up, bring him in here once Matt Barkley signed by the Panthers, which I'm still confused by that one. Why would the Panthers want Matt Barkley when they went out the next day and signed Cam Newton? That didn't make any sense to me.
Maybe they didn't know at the time they got Barkley.
That's possible. But it's still, you know, kind of...
Sounded good.
Yeah, it's still kind of confounding. And I feel like that the Titans would feel a whole lot better about going into Sunday with Matt Barkley as their backup than they would Kevin Hogan over this whole situation with the COVID. Now, he's the second guy on the roster that's been put on COVID this week. Backup linebacker Joe Jones was placed on there a couple of days ago. The other thing you worry about is with the whole close contact and all that stuff, so you wonder if Tannehill himself's going to have to be tested to make sure that he doesn't have anything, because then they really would be up a creek without a paddle.
Do you have any good news?
Well, sort of good news.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday, as you know, right before we went off the air, the story broke about how they had released Adrian Peterson. They also had signed several guys, including Golden Tate and Buster Skrine. Well, the belief is that Skrine and probably Tate, even though he's on the practice squad, are going to suit up and play Sunday in New England. And that's probably going to tie the record for the most players used in a season, because they were already at 82 different players. They're now at 84. And if Mr. Hogan takes the field, they would be at 85.
So we're calling that good news.
It's good news that they have veteran players able to step in, that it's not just some slappy that's never played an NFL game before. Golden Tate.
Slappy.
Yes, Golden Tate has played, you know, a long time in the league. He's a local guy. He's had some really good seasons. Now, how close he is to the Golden Tate of 4 or 5 years ago, we don't know. But, you know, and Buster Skrine was a guy who was with the 49ers earlier this year. So he's a guy that has accomplished a little bit in his career. I thought when he was a free agent a couple of years ago and they were looking for a nickel corner, I thought he was a guy they should have went after. He left the Browns and went to the Jets.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
That's it. That is your final pre-Thanksgiving.
Yes. By the way, The Titans will be off tomorrow. They practiced yesterday a little bit, and so they will take Thursday off to allow the players and coaches to spend time with their family on Thanksgiving.
Which is the way it should be.
Yes, but most teams don't do that.
Really?
Well, most teams have guys come in. If it's a regular Thursday, most teams have guys come in. You know, the Fisher, Munchak, Wisenhunt all did that. They would come in and have a light workout on Thursday and then go home and be with their families.
Okay, let's get to the story. And by the way, we will take the story and go to St. Louis at 2:25 and talk with my buddy Kyle Harris. This one, I am shaking my head at this. The NFL and Rams owner Stan Kroenke will pay $790 million to settle a lawsuit filed by St. Louis interests over the team's relocation to Los Angeles. This according to a joint statement from St. Louis City and County. The settlement does not include a promise from the NFL to grant St. Louis an expansion franchise in the future. And this is confirming a report that came out by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. That idea was not seriously discussed, the source told ESPN. So I will stop here and say, what in the world? These are either the worst negotiators in the history of mankind, or under the table, they have been promised a franchise. Watson, start it.
I don't understand it at all. I mean, why would you? I thought the whole idea was to go to court and get this stuff out. And they're going to get their money. This thing was locked to me. They were going to get their money. So why wouldn't you go ahead? I know you spend money to go to court and all that. But I thought the whole idea, George, was to expose these different people, plus expose the NFL over what went down with this. So I don't get it. I don't think that there's been anything promised to them under the table. That does not surprise me, because when you negotiate like this, that's hard to do, by the way. Just say, well, you're going to get the next one. I mean, there's a lot involved.
Oh, they've done it before.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have thought that would have happened. I thought maybe that might happen in the courtroom, that the judgment says, NFL, you owe them a franchise. So do not understand, from all I've heard for the last year, and we've had a bunch of people on, George, from all I've heard for the last year was, we want these people exposed. Well, that was not the case.
Kroenke obviously wanted something to happen quick. Why in the world would St. Louis cave, Terry? I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't understand it. Maybe when we have the guest on from St. Louis, they can shed a little light on it. But I really don't understand this one. I mean, yeah, $790 million is a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, in terms of how much it costs, like if you want to build a stadium, that's not even going to build a stadium these days. Not even come close, you know, because, you know, how much was invested in the field at Los Angeles?
$5 billion.
Yeah, $790 million is not a drop in the bucket to $5 billion.
This is a huge mystery to me.
Yeah, I don't understand it, because there should have been the promise of a franchise some way or other if they were going to settle for this amount of money.
Kyle Harris will join us after the break. This one absolutely stuns me. Why in the world St. Louis would have let the NFL off the hook this easy is beyond me. And it also ruins my attempt to be in the courtroom to hear that case. God, I would have given anything to be there and listen to all of that stuff.
Would you give him back the Braves World Championship?
Hell no. No.
You said anything.
No. Not that anything. Okay. So we're going to St. Louis after the break. I think you're going to find the interview very interesting with Kyle Harris. So stick around. Final show before Thanksgiving. Underdog picks later. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
And now, Rosales Home Innovations is on the air reminding all drivers to save the text message for when it's not going to cause an accident. This safety message is brought to you by Rosales Home Innovations, locally and family-owned and operated, serving the area with over 10 years of experience. For all your painting, contracting, drywall installation, and repair, Superior Building Solutions for quality service from a name you can trust, call Rosales Home Innovations and ask about their military discount. 931-639-3561. Rosales Home Innovations.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville! It's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Hey Nashville, the 2022 Vandy basketball schedules have arrived and are made available and free by the following sponsors: Alaco Hardwood Flooring, Ewing Bass Garage and Transmission, Master Battery, Joe Link Concrete Construction, Morton Plumbing, Nationwide Business Brokerage, Argrove Body Shop, Eyewash, Clean Juice and Green Hills, and Rob Kelly Recovery Group. Please patronize these businesses. They're an asset to our community. This message is paid for and brought to you by Prestige Marketing, LLC.
Touchdown, Leonard Fournette.
Witness tomorrow's NFL stars this December at the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Eli back to throw, avoids pressure, steps up, has a man wide open, Armstrong in the end zone, touchdown.
Don't miss a second as two of college football's most exciting programs from the SEC and Big Ten go head-to-head on Thursday, December 30th at 2 p.m. inside Nissan Stadium. For more information on this year's game, including ticket availability, visit MusicCityBowl.com to get your tickets today.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. You're listening to the George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Well, this story that we're about to talk about when we head up to St. Louis is a real stunner to me. The city of St. Louis, in my mind, completely caved. $790 million settlement, and according to everything we've got, no promise of a future NFL franchise. So that's a little bit of the backdrop as we say hello to my buddy Kyle Harris. Kyle is as wired into the St. Louis sports scene as anybody. Man, I bet the sports talk shows are yapping a mile a minute up there. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, George, I'm doing well. You're exactly right. There's a lot of comments really around the the league. The Twitterverse has exploded with feelings of the way this court case or this settlement ended up going. Definitely a hot topic.
So in St. Louis, is the theory, well, let me ask it this way. What is the theory as to why the city caved this easy?
I'm baffled, just as you. I think going into the court case, which was set to begin January 10th, I think they looked at the whole case and just noticed maybe too many risks. I mean, you never know how a jury's gonna side. And then at the end of the day, depending on what the jury decides, you have to deal with all the appeals. So I think if you're a leader within St. Louis, if you're on the St. Louis side of the fence, you're getting $790 million put on the table and it's yours and you can kind of just close this book and move on. I think that was kind of their thought process.
You've been very actively involved in St. Louis sports when you guys got the league, whatever the alliance. St. Louis was as strong a franchise as that thing had. And I remember you telling me one time that there might not be the appetite for a future expansion franchise that you would think. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think there wasn't an appetite because people were still bitter with how it all went down. And I'll admit, George, as this case carried on, I started drinking the Kool-Aid. I thought, you know what? If we get money and an expansion team, I could see that working out. So I started to drink that Kool-Aid, and then when this announcement came out, I was taken back. And when I go for runs, that's me to clear my mind and get my mind off things. So I went for a 4-mile run today, and I was thinking about it. I said, you know what? I'm happy with this because at the end of the day, we won. The NFL admitted their wrongdoing. They settled. We won. Now we get to decide what we're going to do with those dollars to better our community at the end of the day.
Not going to be a stadium, is it?
It ain't going to be a stadium, no. I think, it makes me nervous to think what the leaders are going to do, but that's a whole different conversation. I hope that they do what's right with it at the end of the day. I do hope that it goes to bettering the community, bettering the people who live here. How they're going to do that, I don't know, but that's the best I can think of. I would say coming up on Thanksgiving here tomorrow, I think St. Louis has a lot of things to be thankful for at the end of the day with this case.
From afar, not many people are going to buy that. From afar, they're going to say, you are about to drop the hammer on the NFL. You are going to get whatever it is you wanted because they desperately wanted out of this. So are you saying most of St. Louis is in the we're thankful to get $790?
No. I think I'm an outlier. I think there's a lot of people scratching their head because you're exactly right. I felt really confident going into this court case, but you never know. There's always that what if. And, everything pointed to St. Louis's favor. It was going to be in St. Louis, St. Louis judge, St. Louis jury. Everything was pointing in our favor, but you still don't know. There's still that risk. And then say there is a huge award that happens, call it $3, $4, $5 billion, then you've got the appeals process, which could drag on for years. And that's some money you're never going to potentially see for 10 years down the road. I think this, selfishly, I wanted them to go to court. I wanted the NFL's all their dirty laundry to be aired out. I wanted that. I would have paid to be in that courtroom to listen to that and to witness it. But at the end of the day, St. Louis won. The NFL admitted their wrongdoing. The NFL was wrong. How they went about it, how they moved the team, St. Louis won. And I think we've got to be happy about that at the end of the day.
Watson, say hello to Kyle Harris.
Kyle, we talked, and you've been on with us some, and other people too, and talked about how they wanted all this to come out. They wanted the NFL exposed. Was that really the feeling around the city, or was that just more of us on the outside thinking those thoughts?
I think that was a feeling around the city and those on the outside. I think, I mean, the NFL's had a lot of issues this year. I mean, look across the board in Oakland, in Washington, the stadium conversations going on in Buffalo and Chicago, St. Louis on top of it. They've got a million issues they've got to deal with, and I thought this was a huge opportunity to kind of see them crash and burn. So I think a lot of people wanted to see that, and I think that's part of the shocker today. Of the settlement, you know, why now? Why this dollar amount? I thought it was going to be, you know, $2+ billion. I thought if it was in the hundreds of millions, it would have included an expansion team, and I thought it would have to be north of $2 billion if it didn't include an expansion team. So I was shocked, but at the same time, I'm glad there's closure. I'm glad it's done.
I'm also wondering why the amount. To me, if you're not getting awarded a franchise, it should have been higher. And that tells me that this has been being negotiated for a while. This didn't happen overnight. So evidently, the city had decided earlier than maybe we all knew that they were going to negotiate and go for the cash. Kyle, do you think that the amount is right? I understand negotiating, but I'm just not sure that's enough money.
Yeah, Watson, I thought it was going to be higher. Kroenke, last week, the reports came out that he offered $100 million and got basically laughed at. And then Tuesday, it was known that the NFL lawyers and Kroenke's lawyers were in St. Louis, and they negotiated to the wee hours of the morning. This morning, and then the news broke first thing this morning about the settlement. I don't know how they determine that dollar amount. I do know that the mayor of St. Louis, the county executor for the county, city, St. Louis County, both came out with a statement and said, essentially, we had a dollar amount in mind. We evaluated the risks of going to court. And we felt this was the best move.
So, and my last thing to you, Kyle, I'll give you to Terry, is the only thing that I regret is this opens the door for this stuff to happen again. I wanted the owner exposed. I really wanted the NFL exposed. And the way some of these big corporations walk on people and money takes care of it, which they've got plenty of, that's the only thing that I regret. That sounds a little cynical, but that's really what I was looking for out of this.
Me too. I would have loved to hear all the dirty laundry aired out, like I said, and prevent this. You know, I said this on a previous show. This is more than money. This is more than getting an expansion team. This is about making sure cities are not held hostage by the NFL to build them a new stadium, force their hand, and if you don't do it, we're moving. Because it's not right at the end of the day.
Yep. Terry?
The first thing that I saw the amount, and it was crazy to think that it wasn't more, because, you know, you look at the cost of a stadium, and I know the money's not going to go for that, but, you know, that's not a drop in the bucket to what it gets. When I look at what St. Louis settled for, and then you look at the scope, and I know you said that the $790 million was, you know, money in hand, and that maybe there were some things that kept St. Louis from going forward with it, but don't you think that the NFL had a lot more to lose than St. Louis did in this lawsuit if this thing went to trial and all their dirty laundry was aired?
100%. I did not see anything positive for the NFL going into this court case. And that's why I wanted to hear it. That's why I wanted to go to the court case.
And then, I guess, how do you think St. Louis will use the money, and how much of it will the city actually get, and how much of it will go to lawyer fees?
Yeah, I think about a third of it will go to lawyer fees, and how we spend it. Harry makes me really nervous, to be honest with you. That's a whole nother can of worms. I just hope that it's used positively and to help the city as a whole. St. Louis has other many cities have their fair share of issues and corrupt people. I just hope that it doesn't find its way into the wrong hands and that it's used wisely at the end of the day.
I know you said that, you know, a lot of people in St. Louis were not overly eager to have an expansion team or whatever, that they, you know, weren't, there wasn't an overwhelming amount of support for that in your talking with George and Watson. But do you think that the NFL has effectively crossed St. Louis off as a destination city, not for expansion, because I don't think that's going to happen for a while now, but if some team wants to up and relocate, do you think St. Louis is probably off the radar because of this lawsuit?
I would think so. And I think I was shocked an expansion team wasn't included. I thought we actually had a decent shot at that, especially the Mike Florio, you know, has been talking highly of that. So I thought there was a real possibility of an expansion team. I think with this settlement and the way the Rams went about leaving town, we talked a lot about how they burned bridges with the community and made a lot of fans upset. But they also made a lot of corporations in the city upset. You know, folks that were buying suites and supporting them. I think the NFL would have a really hard time putting a team in St. Louis and expecting corporations to step up and buy suites after how the previous team went about things. So I think this settlement honestly closes the football chapter, NFL football chapter in St. Louis. I do.
So you don't think it ever comes back?
I don't. With how this went down, I don't. I don't see a team coming to St. Louis. When I'm 70 plus, who knows? Long on down the road, who knows? But I do not. I don't think there's a chance with how this settlement went.
Okay, I know I'm asking the same stuff. And maybe hoping for a different answer. Was there something St. Louis found out legally that made them say, whoa, not as certain as a slam dunk? You heard anything?
I have not, and I'd be interested to hear if something comes out. If you're offered $790 million outside of court, and you don't have to deal with court, you don't have to deal with the, any sort of publicity, whether good or bad, that comes from that. I mean,
Kyle, I know what that's about, personally.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I think take the money. You mitigate your risk, take the money, and use it wisely. I say that biting my tongue, George, because I would have loved to hear everything come out, but... There must be something that came up where they're looking at it thinking, well, maybe we don't have this in the hand. Maybe we don't have this in the bag. Maybe we just need to take this and be done with it.
Thanks for coming on really short notice. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And thank you for all the coverage throughout these weeks and months and years.
George, I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure. I hope everybody's doing great. In Nashville, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners as well.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
See ya.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, we'll come back and talk a little bit about a holiday that has us all looking around going, what are we thankful for? This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24-7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
Terry, I want you to know right off the bat, I don't think you're going to like where this segment begins.
Oh, boy.
I want to read you the words of a very good sports columnist in our country.
All right.
Not you, Pogi. Atlanta Journal-Constitution sports columnist Mark Bradley. Okay, who will now be speaking for me.
Okay.
We give thanks for the Atlanta Braves. We give thanks for the team that spent 4 months making us throw things at the TV. I never threw anything at Frank Coeur. We give thanks for the same team, the same but different, that left us crying happy tears in November. We give thanks for the world championship nobody saw coming and nobody will forget.
Oh, gosh. You're taking
Hoagie looked like he threw up there.
You're taking away my Thanksgiving appetite.
Good. Good. Get back to the win a game in postseason. I'm also thankful to the Red Sox putting y'all out of your misery.
Oh, gosh.
Watson, weren't those beautiful words?
Oh, just unbelievable.
Like the Gettysburg Address.
I'm just sitting here and my heart's just melting.
Okay. I'll get a little more serious.
Thank you.
Among the many things that I am thankful for, I am thankful to all of the people that signed up for this little bowling soiree that we're putting together. I'm thankful to a bunch of friends of mine who have stepped up in ways that are incredible. Gish Sherwood and friends, James Warren from Sir Speedy, folks who have donated beverages. I know I'm missing some people, radio station, their support. This is going to be a heck of an event Monday night, and I am really thankful to everybody that over the last 4 months, that so many of you have said, if this is important to you, we'll support it. So thank you. Now, that was a little better, wasn't it?
That was a little better, yeah.
That was a little better, but I would say I'm thankful for our military, all of our past history, that you can have something like this, George.
Right.
We just do not give thanks enough for the wonderful free country that we live in. We got things that we can correct. My gosh, what isn't? This isn't a perfect world we live in, but I hope we all understand how lucky we are to live in the United States of America. And all the people that gave their lives, their arms, their legs, whatever,
yeah,
for us to have this and to do things like you're just talking about, the two things you just talked about. Go to some of these other countries in our world and see if you've got the Braves in Major League Baseball and a chance to win a World Series. Go anywhere and see if you putting something together like you're putting together for these children for Christmas and see. We just don't give thanks enough for having that opportunity to be able to do these things, in my personal opinion.
Terry, here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Think back a year ago. A year ago was the most depressing Thanksgiving I think I've ever spent.
Oh, yeah, because they were telling people not to even get together. Remember
don't
that?
Get together with your friends. Don't get together with your families. Don't go to the Preds game the Wednesday night of Thanksgiving because it ain't happening. Things that have become traditions for me, it was a really lonely feeling a year ago. It sucked.
Yeah, we went through months of that. And trust me, one of the things that I'm thankful for was being able to come through all that because I went through it personally earlier this year. So I'm very, very thankful to be beyond that and back to normal and you know, just kind of living life, being able to enjoy my family and friends and those sorts of things.
After you've been through this, I know everybody says it, but the fact of it is there was a point in this with you where I didn't know what to think. And I picked up the phone one day to Watson and I said, he's headed to the hospital, and I don't know where it's going from here. You always hear that after you go through this kind of a scare, not necessarily COVID, but scares of health, that there are little things in life that you appreciate a lot more. Have you found that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, you appreciate just waking up and seeing another sunrise. You appreciate your family. You appreciate, you know, the people that you work with. The, you know, and
me?
Even you, George. As long as you're not talking about the Braves.
Well, good luck on that one.
Wow.
But even you, George, yes.
Not going to be much of a year for you.
No. We all know that, don't we, Terry?
Yes.
This is a 365-day deal
I
right
know.
Here.
This will not – go away until the next World Series.
Oh, no.
It's right. A little bit like COVID. You're going to need a booster shot.
Oh, boy.
Wow, Adam's doing a great job, isn't he?
Oh, wonderful.
It is a little bit, that's a little bit like COVID in that you can never seem to quite get rid of it. that chant.
Oh, let me tell you something. That was music to my ears.
Oh, I know.
Because this was one time where that city and their enthusiasm actually helped that team, as opposed to in the late 90s where they got really very just uppity about it and it hacked me off royally.
Yeah, there was a couple of times where, you know, there were playoff games and even World Series games that weren't sellouts, and people seemed to kind of, you know, take for granted the fact that the team was good, which I found unusual a little bit, because they had been so bad from about 1975 to about 1990. They had been so bad and hard to watch and all that. But, you know, once they got good, you know, it did seem to spoil some people.
Watson, are you thankful for our underdog commissioner?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a Pogge fan, man.
He's done a fine job ever since he's been refrocked.
Right. Brought out of mothballs.
Yes.
But Watson, he's been on you a little bit lately.
Well, I mean, proof's in the pudding, babe. I mean, I can take it. When you're bad, you're bad.
Right.
I get that.
It's sort of a Rich Kotite award.
It's golly bum. I don't know if I want to go there, but thank you for going there. That's
you're welcome.
Nice. That's nice of you.
Right. But let's also be honest, okay? You've been on me pretty good this week. You started a show. You didn't wait 3 minutes to absolutely dust me earlier this week. You well, do remember that.
Yes, I remember it, and I remember saying to you, Terry's a witness to this.
Uh-huh.
I better go ahead because I know what you're going to do to me later in the week. So, Terry, did I say that?
Yes, I believe you did.
And so, he has not let us down, has
Watson's
he?
Watson's golden not. Rule, and I want all of you to remember Watson's golden rule, do unto others before they do unto you.
In this case, absolutely true.
Okay. We, this show, are very thankful for you all, because learned a long time ago in radio, if all you do is just sit there and yap to yourself, that can get old pretty quick. So thank you to all of you who have cared enough to join us and be a part of our frivolity. Frivolity.
That's an interesting spell word. It.
It starts with an F.
Oh, good, George.
Some other words start with an F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of your grades started with an F.
Yes. This is wow. The plan.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Guess what time it is on the show.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
Before Stat of the Day, Watson, will you repeat that cheap shot? It was hilarious.
Which one?
The one at the end.
The one that does an F before some of your greats?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Beautiful. Well, that was hilarious. And also true.
Sometimes the truth hurts on that end, too, doesn't it, George?
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, summer school, George.
Uh-huh. I majored in it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. See if it bothers me.
Yeah, it hadn't.
No.
No, it bothered your mom, but it didn't bother you.
Oh, it infuriated her.
Yeah, no.
She figured out, I'm a Phi Beta Kappa, and my son is an idiot. You know she thought that. Wow.
New bell. I like it.
Wow.
She probably told you that.
Hold on. Let's hear that bell again. Yeah. Wow. That's an upgrade. Okay, Terrence.
Ready for the stat of the day question?
Yes. And okay. If it isn't any good, all right, well, it's let you know it.
It's actually a four-parter.
Oh, God. Oh,
good Lord.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No, it's not that bad, though. Some of them you should get. One of them you have no shot at. All right. As you guys know, the Birmingham Stallions, the New Jersey Generals, all those wonderful USFL teams are back in business.
Yes.
Okay. Going back to the original USFL. Who is the USFL's all-time leading rusher?
Oh.
Golly, Terry.
What in the hell kind of a question is that?
It should be obvious.
Okay, is it Herschel?
Yes.
How weak.
Okay, you want it harder? Who is the USFL's all-time leading receiver in yards?
Watson, I'm going to say it would have been somebody off Jim Kelly's Houston Gamblers.
Yeah, and I bet it's not because they splattered it around a bunch. They were a bunch of little guys.
It's somebody named Jim Smith. All right, who's the all-time leader in passing yards?
That one I'd say Jim Kelly.
No.
Okay, we got a false positive there. That's funny.
It's Bobby Hebert.
Bobby Hebert, who played for whom?
Michigan, I believe. The Michigan Panthers. Michigan then he went on to play for the Saints.
Yes. More coming in the 3 o'clock hour. The history of the Ryan Fire and the Scottish Claymores. Actually, something a heck of a lot better. Underdog Picks, Commissioner Poe Goo will take over. Well, sort of take over. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Guilty verdicts for all three men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. Jurors convicting three white men of murdering the unarmed black jogger in Brunswick, Georgia last year. Judge Timothy Walmsley reading the first verdict against Travis McMichael, who fired the deadly shot.
Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
His father, Gregory McMichael, found guilty on 8 of the 9 counts, and the neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, who videotaped the pursuit and shooting, was found guilty on 6 of the 9 counts. All are facing life in prison. And Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, spoke for the first time.
Thank each and every one of you who fought this fight with us.
Jurors reached a decision after deliberating more than 10 hours over 2 days. Prosecutors argued the defendants provoked a confrontation with Arbery, and defense attorneys said their clients acted in self-defense. This is ABC News.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24, the sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Hey, team, we landed the contract.
Yes. Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
We need front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Napa Know How.
When you buy the Napa bag for 99 cents, you'll get 20% off 3 or more items. No other bag saves you 20% on wipers, premium oil, headlamps, and more, which makes the Napa bag the best bag in the world. Sorry, handbags, man bags, punching bags, bagpipes, and even you, bags out of the eyes. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Offer ends 11/30/21.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
We welcome all of you into what will be a rowdy 3 o'clock hour on this show. Before we get into the hostilities, I want to pass this on. You're going to hear this a bunch today and then on Monday. Monday night, of course, is our Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night. There are 64 paid foursomes that will compete with 64 sports celebrities. But for those of you who can't be there, tune into our Facebook Live show around the event on the Nashville Sports Radio Facebook page, Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Let me sort of repeat that. We will have a Facebook Live show from the event. You can tune in on the Nashville Sports Radio Facebook page, Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. And now, let the games begin. The 2021 edition of the Underdog Picks is brought to you by Sir Speedy of Music City, the official sign provider of WNSR Radio. By A&R Roofing, where the pick always covers your roofing, siding, and gutter needs. And by Wilson Bank and Trust, providing an assortment of financial solutions and friendly professional service. And now, here's your esteemed commissioner, Poe Goo.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And you, Plaz, Terry, Watson up on the plateau. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey there, Pokes.
How you doing, man?
Pogie, you're battling it, aren't you?
Sort of like you were last week.
Oh,
yeah, I don't feel bad, but I just got like a crud, and you know, yeah. I'm sneezing and honking and all that stuff. So yeah, playing a little. I don't hurt, but I'm just playing with crud. Does that count?
Yeah. By the way, did you notice in the open, the official sign provider of WNSR Radio, Sir Speedy?
Right, and he gives you the BGA discount, which is twice the normal. I've heard the commercials.
Okay.
Yes.
The signage that they have provided for Monday night is really good.
Now, what's Monday night?
It's the bowling soiree.
There's something, what?
What exactly is a soiree?
Is Pete Weber in town, the bowler?
A Pete Weber participating, but I don't think this one's going to bowl 300.
So you're having a bowling event. Huh? Hey, man, you know, you're always got the pulse of the city. And you know, you can lean on people.
City rose up and said, "We need a bowling event."
Is it like those Hail Caesar commercials you see now? Hail George.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, well, that's what you do. You know, a minute ago, I dropped the air. Well, you guys realize I've been putting together a bowling tournament here for the last month or two. You know, that's.
Never said anything like that,
Terry.
Yeah, you're spot on.
Thank you.
Watson, are you siding with them or me?
Absolutely, I'm siding with them, because you can't say you haven't said that. Every time there's something that you kind of blow or whatever, you go, well, I've been working hard on the bowling.
Every time he gets backed into a corner, that's his way out.
That's his end, and that's over Monday.
That's
he will not be able to use that.
I don't know what he's going to do then.
That's become a big old go-to.
Yeah, it's over. He'll probably start
No, it won't. It'll be check presentations and, you know, all the kind of
stuff.
What
else?
He'll probably do a golf tournament in the spring just so he can have another excuse.
And then
the playing of how great thou art.
Well, and then maybe an IRS audit. I don't know.
Oh, wow. God. Woo. Talk about below the belt.
But are you ready to do some picking?
Oh.
We are through 12 weeks, 13 weeks, the last regular season of the regular season, the last regular season games of the regular season this weekend. A lot of rivalry games, and it's pretty tight. And no one did anything last week. Why did we even do the show last week, right? If that's all we can come up with, nobody hit a game last week.
Okay, but that almost defeats the purpose of the review and the banter around the review. So,
should I get to the review?
Thanks there, Captain Obvious.
All right. Okay. Well, I let it off. The commissioner let it off.
So you were first person. Now you're third.
Yeah, and I'm last on this one. I took SMU plus 11.5 at Cincinnati. Cincinnati won 48-14. I should be probably docking points.
The anthem did you say to yourself, this is over?
I don't know. The Rocket Red Glare part, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all got to be bad.
Well, y'all, listen. Y'all ain't SMU over here, brother. Did you just y'all me with SMU? No. You know who I'm for? I am for PU, Pogue University. I think we've made this point clear before.
Was that really necessary? I mean,
y'all got beat. I picked SMU and they sucked. All right.
Okay.
Sorry. So SMU, that was a loser.
Tell us how you really feel.
And then we moved on.
They sucked.
We moved on.
Are
to
you
George
mad
Plaster.
At them?
No, not at all. I mean,
okay.
You know, but to attach y'all to me to them, Plaster, Wake Forest plus 4 at Clemson, and Clemson got tired of everybody thinking that they're Clemson and. So, yeah, big win, Clemson 48-27. And what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, Watson, I'm going to give you some analysis, okay? I don't need some fancy open like you have for analysis.
Okay.
That was a weight
room. What's
that
got to do with
well,
what
Well, first
we're doing
off,
right
who came
it?
Up with the idea of the open for Watson? Watson or you, George?
Me.
Thank you. So, yeah, you get busted for that, right, Watson?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. What's that got to do with underdog picks?
I'm about to give you the way it really was.
The
that was
really
a big
was?
Weight room beatdown. Clemson just lined up and beat the snot out of Wake. Wake's a fraud.
Well, then why'd you pick them?
I don't know.
I mean, you keep talking. Every time you lose, the team's a fraud. You keep picking frauds. Does that make you
know,
a fraud?
You know, I think this was had Book It.
Well, this one had Book It.
It had Book It attached to it. So I think the Book It may be a little double indemnity.
Oh, yeah. 100 indemnities by now. See, he's had so many buckets that he didn't get.
Many frauds. You could have picked TCU. They could have been the Horn frauds.
Oh, that one's bad, Terry Beaver.
Yeah, really, that's, you know. That one. That's what they do before they hang people.
Oh. Like, do you have any final words? Horn frauds.
All right, after George and the Clemson just, you know, muscling their way to that win. Watson, you were next, needing some double-digit wins. You took Troy plus 10 at Appalachian State, and Appy State wins 45-7.
It's 10-7 at the half.
Let's give him a point.
Thank you. Hey, there's something here I just got to get off my chest, you know. I'm kind of feeling kind of bad. I got to thinking back. I think I'm getting guys fired. I took Southern Cal early in the year. He got fired. I took Washington around mid-season. He got fired. I took Missouri over Florida last week and backed out because it wasn't enough points, if y'all remember, and ended up taking Troy. And both of them got fired. So I'm not sure if I was a coach out there that they would dang sure not want me picking them this week. My brother's already said,
yeah,
don't
pick me.
Is
that a guarantee that you don't pick Mac?
Mac's already said that to me. Don't pick me.
Really?
I went through this with him. He said, for God's sakes, don't pick me.
Right.
So, then what'd you say? What's your buyout?
What? What do I get of that buyout?
Yeah, what's that buyout?
Yeah. Anyway.
And then Terry McCormick.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. I want to ask something. Did you watch that game on, you know, Ms. Lou or?
It wasn't on anything. You couldn't watch it. It's ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus.
So
it wasn't on the Oxygen Channel or?
No. Was not. Okay. It wasn't on Hallmark. It's
none of them.
None of them.
Okay.
And your then Clemson game was, though, George. A bunch of people saw that whooping.
Oh, yeah.
How long did you watch it?
Not as long as.
I wouldn't think so.
To be real honest, I knew about a drive and a half in. I mean, Clemson just came out and said, y'all are not at our level, so go home.
That's a good bucket, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then Terry McCormick to wrap it up.
Hold on a second.
Why do
hold
you keep hold on in a second with me?
Because he cheap shotted me. Okay.
Well, cheap shot. I just said
that's a regular occurrence.
If we hit pause every time somebody cheap shots, that's all we're going to do, right?
It's a normality. Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks,
thank you.
Adam.
Yeah. He was about to get board op of the year. Not now.
Go Tigers.
When's Ray come back?
Terry McCormick. Okay, I just want to know if you want to say anything else. Terry McCormick took Virginia Tech plus 10 at Miami. Miami wins 38-26. So all four losers.
Yeah, the 1 week coach fired bump did not work for the Hokies. And even though... You know, they lost by 12. That's the closest any of us came last week, so it's not a good week for
us.
Well,
congratulations, Terry.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What did you just say?
They lost by 12. That's the closest any of us came.
Good Lord.
We were terrible.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Terry. What? Because of that, we'll let you go first this week.
Oh, thank you.
So you're into moral jeez victories.
No, I'm just saying we were terrible.
Oh, no, when you... throw that line out
like
there.
Yeah.
He's into morbidity. What's that word?
Morbidity.
He's morbid.
What?
That's morbid. You just sit around and talk about how bad we all lose, and you add it up to see who lost the least. Jeez, man. Get a life. I mean, Yankees are affecting your brain.
Well,
probably.
I mean, it's so apparently we were all losers, but him not as much.
Not as much.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He
as
was only part loser.
Right, he was only he was just.
No, it's still 12 points. That's pretty bad.
A barely loser.
I've had some of them part losers before.
Whatever it is, it's loser talk. This show is not loser talk.
Oh yes, it is. Let's take that back.
Listen, I'm only on it one day a week. I listen all the time. It's loser talk. It really is. I'm just saying.
Where did you come up with that one, George? Lord have mercy.
All right, here's where we are through week 12 as we progress.
Oh,
well, you know, loser talk. The plaster is leading with 40 points. Terry McCormick, the defending champion, at 37.5 points. The commissioner at 27.5 points. And Coach Watson Brown, he's like somewhere over in Salina looking for a some catfish.
Looking for an acorn. Yep. I'm looking for an acorn.
11.5 points.
Let's be honest, Watson. Your tying run is in Baghdad.
Huh? I know this. Going for them double digits don't do much, does it?
It's hard.
I'm kind of 0-4 on those right now. So
I had a year.
I've gone 4 in a row.
Watson, I had a year where I was like 0-14 to start.
So you had to do what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. It sucks.
No, I mean, Watson, you're 2-10.
2-10. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, isn't that special?
That's special. I appreciate you bringing that up, Pogie.
Well, I just, wasn't 0-14. I just, give you some props, man.
Is that one of Terry's moral victories there?
Yeah, morbid victories.
That morbid or moral, whatever it is.
So guess what we're going to do, Pogie? We're going to put out some bowling info.
I heard there's something coming up here soon. We'll just tell you the order after the break.
No, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to tell you about two of your people that are going to be celebs. Former Titan Joe Bowden, former Philadelphia Eagle great Clyde Simmons.
Ah, TSU staffers.
Darn right. Mm-hmm. My thanks to another one, Brandon Fisher, for setting that up for me.
Brandon going to be out there?
He sure will be. Goofy. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Over the last month or so, you've been hearing me yap about Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night. I am thrilled to say that the November 29th event is virtually sold out. I am incredibly appreciative of that, and I love the fact that bowling brings out a lot of trash talk. Here's my buddy and Atlanta Braves color analyst, Jeff Francoeur.
Jeff, let's get to the important issue of the day, your level of bowling.
Gosh, I'm usually between a 160 and 180, but I'm telling you, I'm bringing the heat. There's no spin. As you can imagine, just like my golf and baseball swing,
right.
I'm letting it eat on that alley.
Here's what I want you to do. If you didn't sign up with a foursome but really like Last Minute Toy Store in the Martha O'Brien Center, you can make a contribution simply by going to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. That's celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
It's the moment all of you have awaited. Winners galore in the underdog picks. And now back to the commissioner, well, at least for now.
Leading us off, Terry McCormick is on the clock.
In my mind, I'm born Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Leaning just like a friend of mine to keep me from behind. But now I'm born to Carolina in my mind.
So you like West Virginia, huh?
No. Watson, I'm going to save you the trouble of putting Mac on the hot seat. I'm going to take North Carolina against North Carolina State.
Thank you, Terry. That was my pick this week.
Tar Heels getting six.
Love you very much. Thank you very much. Last week, Pogue took my pick and the first pick. Of course, that one didn't work out too good.
So. Yeah, you're welcome.
Anytime.
So, North Carolina Tar Heels getting six at NC State. That's at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Next on the clock is the commissioner.
I love you.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it.
Little Adam Sandler, turkey for you and turkey for me from his famous Saturday Night Live bit. You even aware of that, George, and that little cocoon of a life you live in?
Saturday Night Live, that would be the Bass-O-Matic?
Yes, it would.
Yes, one of the great skits of all time. Don't act like I don't have, you know, some...
Yeah, usually Saturday night, 10:30, you're sitting at home by yourself watching TV, so I can see you where you're doing Saturday Night Live.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Who's feeding you turkey tomorrow? I know you're not fixing it.
A competing radio station.
Oh, interesting. Spending a little of the competition's money, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got it.
If you think
that I got the competition into this business.
Well, I dare say that the competing radio station is not paying for it, but the people who work for the competing radio station are.
That's a fact.
Okay?
Yeah, I think that's...
Knowing the competing radio station, they're not coming off the honk for a turkey, okay?
Wow.
I'm up. All right. I am going to North Texas. The Mean Green are getting 10.5. They got to win this game for bowl eligibility. Texas San Antonio clinched. It's a XL game. No matter what happens, they're still going to the Conference USA championship game. North Texas has won 4 in a row, 5 straight against the spread. I need some points, and I'm going to take North Texas plus 10.5 with Texas San Antonio, the home underdog there.
Pogie's done some homework here, knowing all these, rattling off these numbers like this.
He's way out of my league.
Whatever.
You know, it took like 5 minutes, George. You ought to try it.
That's what he was doing during the commercial break.
Yeah, a minute ago. Oh, Watson. During the commercial break, George goes, oh, I guess I better get a pick or something. I better start
do
working.
Some show prep, he
do
called
some
it.
Show prep. Well, it did come a day early, so I guess that's rough.
I lead this competition, and don't you forget it.
I don't think you'll let me.
Oh, no, well, he won't let you.
No, I don't think.
And so there's a reason he leads the competition, because he don't spend no time taking a pick.
That's so right.
That's why he leads. If he really studied this, he'd be down there with me.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Coming a lot up, of wow there.
Coming up next... The director, George Plaster, is on the clock.
Wow, what happened to Braves Heaven?
Thank you, Adam.
Adam Johnson switched up on me.
Thank you, Adam.
That's a no-no. It's a good song, though. Now we have reason to be thankful. Yeah.
Hold on. Do you have the whistle tune over there? The you know, you don't know about that. I don't know.
That's not fair to him.
Well, it's not fair to you, or us, rather, that you have two walk-up songs.
Oh, get over it.
Two, hey, Watson, right? Two walk-up songs? I mean, you know.
Get over it.
That's what happens when you run the show. So just put up with it.
Do you know he's doing a bowling thing Monday night?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I want you all to think about this, okay? Because I really like my pick, okay?
Book it, then we know it won't happen.
Nationally ranked, at home, in an 8.5-point dog. Screw Ohio State. Let's take Michigan. Hail to the victors.
Michigan plus 8.5 at the Big House.
Okay, let me ask this question. Does anybody think Michigan takes that game deep into the fourth quarter with the issue in doubt? Watson, as our worst picker, what do you say?
I got no comment. That's not nice of you to say.
Really?
And I'm going to pout after that one.
Really? That was just
going
cold.
To pout.
Okay.
Man.
I'm not crying at him, so don't put the cry up there, but I'm just pouting.
Which you can do in silence,
well,
right?
I can do in silence.
You know, that's just unnecessary. Come on, man. The guy's struggling. He's 2-10 on the year, and you're beating him up. Come on.
Thank you, Pogue, for bringing that up a third time.
He used the thing about the F. Remember? Remember an earlier cheap shot?
I tell truths.
But you're treating Watson like Kyle Wright.
Oh, good gracious. Honestly, Terry, it's getting to that
okay.
point.
Okay, the two of y'all.
I am the Kyle Wright of Thursday afternoon.
The two of y'all, do you think Michigan plays this close?
For a little while.
Second half game, yeah. I think it will be. I think the number's about right. I think Ohio State's a double-digit favorite easily.
I like my pick.
Kind of like last week, huh?
The one he booked, the one he did the book it on, right?
And they'll book it on this one.
Right. And finally.
Does Michigan have a weight room comparable to Ohio State?
He was talking
about how Wake Forest didn't have a weight room comparable to Clemson.
It stopped me from taking South Carolina. I just don't want to have to go through that again.
And Watson Brown is on the clock.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
So, Watson, I guess you're taking Army plus 3.5.
No, I am not. Thanks for putting that on, Adam. I did not get to Adam this week, but my favorite song in this world right there. So, I am going, since two of mine are gone, of course, when you pick fourth, that happens. I'll have to say, George, Michigan was my second pick to North Carolina.
Really?
So, yes.
Okay, so you think Michigan takes this to the wire?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Matter of fact, I'm saying they beat them.
Whoa!
I'm saying Michigan wins.
Okay, tell me how they do that.
I just think they're going to get them tight, and it's so much more pressure on them, Ohio State. And if they hang in there early and it goes to the wire, I think they win it this time.
Wow.
And it's a little bit like hunting that acorn. Sooner or later, you might win one of these. And he never has beaten them since he's been there. So I just got a feeling this is it.
Really, only once has he been close. Sorry to butt in on your deal. You got a pick.
Oh. Oh, don't worry about it. You do that to everybody. Okay. There ain't but really one double digit worth of flip left. So I'm going to take South Carolina to upset Clemson. Clemson's not been that good all year. It's a little bit like I thought Michigan. If there's ever a shot, this might be it. If they don't get it now, it might be another 5 or 6 years. So I'm going to take South Carolina over Clemson at 11.5. Boy, I hear everybody jumping at that one.
South Carolina plus 11.5. I think the good thing is you're at home, number one.
I had it on my list. Yep.
At home, and I don't know. It's Clemson's not been scoring points. It did last week, but Wake Forest has given up points to everybody.
Well, so and it was a booking for Plaster.
South Carolina's pretty decent on defense. They are. They're pretty decent on defense. They're not very good on offense. So they win by a low-scoring game, 17-14. How's that?
Here's a great game that did not come up. UMass at New Mexico State.
Lord.
Thank you, George.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write that one down.
I'll give you a couple numbers in the big areas. Charlotte plus 9.5 at ODU, and Eastern Michigan plus 8.5 at Central Michigan. Since I was second, I could get my top two and didn't worry about it, but I had those four down.
It's not enough points for me. I got to hit double digits. Even though I was taking my brother this week, I hadn't took him all year, so I was taking him this week. And
sorry, Watson. That's the only
makes,
one I
makes
saw.
Makes me feel bad, Terry, that you would do that to me.
That's the only
that's
one
the only
you
one
saw,
I saw
on
that
the
I really,
entire board?
That's the only one I saw that I really, really liked. The others I was like kind of iffy on. Michigan I was kind of iffy on. There was a couple of others that I was kind of iffy on. But North Carolina, I really liked that
The one. Point is that you should have thought about it and said in this period, holiday season,
oh Lord,
that you would do the right thing and basically hold off and give Watson the chance to support his brother.
Would you do that?
You would have taken, would you do that? If it had been, if I had left it alone, you would have picked it.
Yeah. Would you have done that? Yeah.
Would I have done
all
what?
All three of you would have picked it.
Yeah. If that's the one
all
you wanted.
All three of you would have
If that's the one you wanted, you'd have picked it in a New York minute. I don't want to hear that.
Watson?
Huh? What?
Screw him. I'm here to win.
What are you saying? Screw him.
I'm here to win.
Are you? Is it the whole room? Is Adam in that with you?
Yeah, too? We're all in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
George takes North Carolina if it's there.
So hey, much.
A show of hands.
So much for God bless the USA.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Is this where we review, Pogie?
This is where we review. We'll do the standings first. George, 40 points in
We've
first.
We've already done that.
I'm doing it again. Terry McCormick, 37.5. Pogue, 27.5. Watson, 11.5. And in week 13, McCormick, North Carolina, plus 6 against North Carolina State. North Texas, plus 10.5 against Texas San Antonio. Plaz with Michigan, plus 8.5 with Ohio State. And then Watson, South Carolina, plus 11.5 against Clemson.
Pogie, we wish for you a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the Preds game tonight.
Hey, I know where you're sit. You're buying a cocktail.
Not a chance.
Oh, you cheap bastard.
What?
I got something caught in my throat there.
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think you did. I think you said it.
Hey, you are. Is the guy got alligator arms, Watson? Tell the truth.
Oh, huh? Oh,
alligator arms.
Oh, no doubt.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You are shameful.
You're a
happy
Thanksgiving. You're a
common yard
dog.
Absolutely.
Hey, okay. Hey, love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Okay, in our final segment of the show, we'll turn it over to y'all. Anybody want to call in anything? Anything you want to talk about, let's do it. 615-844-5600 on the Plaster Radio Network.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soul-T. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Soul-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to soulteat.com/radio to get started.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in the thick of the offseason, but so much news is coming our way that we have to keep going, right? On-track testing last week at Charlotte. We've got some qualifying news, all kinds of stuff. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, even in the offseason, right here.
Hi, this is Ross Chastain, and you're listening to The Final Lap.
Every single weekday, right here.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, sort of bear with me on this for just a second because I want to make sure that I say all this correctly. You all will be completely sick of hearing this. But that's okay. I want to get it out there. Except I've lost it. This is terrible. This is where you know you don't know what you're doing.
Show prep.
No, it's not. It's not a case of show prep. It's pulling the phone back up and reading the proper material. I can't do that. I'll do it here in a minute. Let's go to the phones. Let's start with Eric up on line one. Eric, what are you thankful for?
George, I'm thankful for you and this show. Thankful for friends and family and for health, too. So,
2 out of 3 ain't bad, is it?
Yeah. First of all, George,
thank
I just want to wish you and Terry and Watson and all people out there, family relatives and stuff, and everybody out there listening, a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Hope they enjoy it and just stay safe.
Thank you. You
George,
too.
George, I'm going to get to... I'm just
you
get
as
to,
well.
Because I know it's pressed for time. I'm going to get to my picks. I was 1-2 last week. Again, a rough go, but it's just tough when you're dealing with COVID injuries and not knowing who's in the lineup, who's out. And for game time, a lot of decisions you get screwed on. So I'm just going to get to them right quick. Tomorrow, I'm taking the Detroit Lions, a 3.5-point underdog. Supposedly, Jared Goff's supposed to be back playing. And if he does, I think the Lions are going to win. If he's not, then I'm screwed again. But I'm taking the Detroit Lions, a 3.5-point underdog. And on Sunday, I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles, which are 3.5-point favorite of the New York Giants. The Giants are such disarray. The Eagles have the easiest schedule left in the NFL, at least in the NFC. I think the only team over 500 they play is Dallas, and they still have 2 with the Giants, 2 with the Washington football team, and 1 with the Cowboys. Still have 5 games left in the East so they can make a playoff run. And lastly, Sunday night, I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens, a 4-point favorite over the Cleveland Browns. You know, I know Baker's tough, and he's talking about he's going to want to play, but if I'm them, I sit them down. They've got a bye next week, but it's interesting. The Browns play the Ravens this week, have a bye, and then they play them again right after the bye at home. So that's going to be real interesting, but this may be Cleveland's season, but I still think Baltimore's going to be it. George, take care. We'll talk to you again soon, and hopefully the Titans will pull out a victory on Sunday against the Patriots. We'll see.
Eric, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you.
How crazy is that, that the Ravens and Browns play each other, then a bye, then they – then again.
I don't, that's not good.
No, it's not. But at least you're ahead on preparation.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Show prep?
No, I'm talking about the teams are ahead on preparation.
Right.
You don't have to pull out film of the...
So you think they give the coaches the week off?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, they're not having to pull out film of the Seattle Seahawks and prep for them.
Watson, how would that work? I mean, you've never dealt with that in college, have you?
No, I've never played a team twice in 1 year before. So, and to do it that quick, I mean, that's the thing. We were talking to the two guys that play each other in the state champ, DCA and Nashville Christian, and they played 2 weeks apart, I think, 2-3 weeks apart maybe. This is 1 week in between. I don't think there will be near as hard a preparation. They'll come up with some few little wrinkles here and there, but they're already broke down, so you don't have to go back and do all of that again. I would think, George, they'd spend a lot of time on the game itself that they just played, and that'd probably be about it.
Tony in Nolensville has a foursome in the bowling event. Tony, thank you.
Thank you, George. Looking forward to it, and I'm just thankful that I was able to be a part of it, and I want to thank you for letting me be a part of it. I mean, that's a great thing, and it's going to be a great night.
It is going to be a great night. I am so excited. In my wildest dreams, I never thought we could get the level of celebs that we've gotten. It's awesome.
Oh, it's going to be great, and it's going to be a fun night, no doubt. And, guys, I tell you what I'm thankful for, of course, there's many things, but, of course, the Sports Talk radio show that y'all have put together for the last 2 years, now the George Plaster Network, but I'm thankful for every time I listen to these underdog picks that y'all saved me money from having to go to Zany's, because it is hilarious.
There's some Zany's in it.
Oh gosh!
Thank you.
I just sat here and just laughed. I can picture myself. It's like me and my buddy sat around the table and just cut each other. Cause you gotta have some thick skin, don't you, Watson?
Oh yeah. And where does most of it go, by the way, Tony?
Watson, I was afraid they were going to tell you a while ago that when you were talking about it, you would have took North Carolina, your brother was probably over here saying, no, don't.
Oh, I think he clapped when Terry took him. I mean, he said, don't you take me. I don't want to be next in line. So Terry did my brother a big favor.
Let me ask you this, guys. Franklin just got his big contract the other day. Mel Tucker got his last week. Is it a kiss of death when you get that big contract in your next game? Do y'all think Penn State's going to pull it out?
Who have they got?
Michigan State.
They got Michigan State.
I think that's a great game because I think Michigan State's going to come back.
So they both. So the coaches at the end of the game will meet at midfield with a wheelbarrow
and compare contracts.
Yeah,
exactly.
What's your buyout?
You'll have a lot of money. That's true. Ooh. And guys, I'm going to give you some quick picks here, and I get off here. I've got four of them, and it's ironic. I got a little note to each one of them. Florida State over Florida. Mullen, he's already gone, and the interim coach, he's probably in his last game as a head coach of Florida. Arizona State over Arizona. I'm not sure of the Arizona coach, but George, your friend Herm, I think he's going to put a whipping on Arizona.
Herminator.
And, yeah, exactly. And Texas A&M, they're going Usher Orgeron out as he leaves the Death Valley. The Texas A&M, I think, is going to take care of LSU. And then on top of that, I think Miami is going to take care of Duke when I personally think it might be Cutcliffe's last game. Guys, have a happy Thanksgiving. Looking forward to seeing everybody Monday. And everybody just stay safe. And, George, wherever you go to eat your turkey, enjoy every bit of it because knowing that you didn't have to cook it, you just have to enjoy it.
You got that right.
And didn't have to pay for it, Tony.
That's true. Terry, talk to you later, buddy.
See you, Tony. Y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, let's see what we remember here. He brought up Cutcliffe. I think he's going to announce his retirement next week, too, Watson.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. And I wish him the best. He's had a great career. Oh, so I wish,
wonderful man.
Yeah, great guy, and he deserves it. I hope he doesn't go through this another year. So my hope is that he does retire.
Hate to go against Tony, but any of you think LSU rises up and wins one for Coach O on the way out the door?
Maybe, but I'll say this. If I'm LSU, I make sure they have to return those damn cell phones. You know where that's going coming
nice.
From?
Nice.
Yeah. Think about when he left Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Coach, we need that cell phone back. Oh, Dr. Detroit, I got 1 minute, and that's all I've got. Welcome.
John, I'm always just on time. But one thing, I'm here at the Kroger Fuel Center in Laverne, and everybody can hear me talking. I'll start off with what I'm ungrateful for. I'm surrounded by too many General Motor products. I draw Detroit pride, and that's Ford. GM's abomination to American Sullivan to the city of Detroit. I'm thankful for your Atlanta Braves, our Atlanta Braves. I'm thankful for you.
Thank you.
I told them this morning I'm thankful for all y'all. Zach, I'm thankful for John Burton always having my back when Greg Poe throws daggers at me. I'm thankful for my beautiful grandkids, my daughter, my son-in-law, his family. That I'll be spending time with, and I'm thankful, hopefully, for Lions victory. I cannot stand Blackhawks or Bears from Chicago, or SC Penguins from Pittsburgh. Y'all have a blessed day.
Doc, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Guess what's coming, Terry?
The old final countdown. We've already heard the music.
We have, and we may hear it again. Who knows? Anyway, more coming on the show and a tad bit more info about Monday night's bowling soiree. Imagine! This is the Plaster Radio Network.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Hey, Grizz Nation, let's get it. Come see your next-gen Grizz Friday at 7 as they take on the Hawks. Secure your spot today as the first 3,000 fans get a pair of Jaren Jackson Jr. slides. Get hyped, get ready to flock to FedEx Forum and get your tickets today. Call 901-888-HOOP or visit Grizzlies.com and hear every game on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio.
Back about a week ago, Mike Organ, in his Sunday Notes column in the Tennessean, listed all of the celebs that we had up until that moment. We have added, I think by my count, 5 more, and here they are. The legendary, wonderful human being, Terry Crisp. Crispy will be a part of Monday night. Clay Travis will be a part of Monday night. Atlanta Braves center fielder Adam Duvall will be a part of Sunday night. Monday night. Why am I saying Sunday night? Good Lord. Did I say that twice? Sunday night?
I think you just said it once.
Okay. He'll be a part of the event Monday night.
Yes.
Former Titan Joe Bowden will be there Monday night, as will former Philadelphia Eagles defensive great Clyde Simmons.
Nice.
We got some good folks. Now, a lot of you probably didn't realize, me included, how good this was going to be. So for those of you who did not sign up this year but want to hear from some of these people and want to meet some of these people –